我们经常擘饼纪念主。
We will have a breaking of bread to remember our Lord.
正如我们刚刚弟兄的祷告。
And I agree with the prayer for my brother.
今天是我们回转的一天。
Today is the day we should turn around.
悔改的一天。
Today is the day of repentance.
今天我们是能够实行神旨意的一天。
A day that we can work the will of God.
并且等候他的再来。
To wait upon his return.
主耶稣升天以前，他留下两个命令。
Before our Lord ascended to heaven, he gave us two commands.
就是第一处就讲到我们要出去传福音，那么奉父子圣灵的名给他施洗啊，在马太福音二十八章。
The first one is in Matthew 28 that said that we have the command to preach the gospel and make them disciples.
第二件事
The second command.
耶稣升天以前跟我们所说的，我们要擘饼纪念他。
And he said that we are to break the bread to remember him.
纪念主叫我们更多的思想主。
To remember the Lord, to meditate on Him more.
叫我们更多的像我们的主，更多爱我们的主，也叫我们能够彼此相爱。
To be more like our Lord and to love Him more, so that we can love one another also.
刚刚我们弟兄所读到《哥林多前书》十三章那一段的圣经。
Earlier, a brother had read the First Corinthians chapter 13.
擘饼的聚会是一个敬拜的聚会。
The meeting of the communion is a time to worship.
记得以前我们年长的弟兄带我们读一本书，这个神的仆人 Eric Saul.
I remember our elderly brother had led us to read this book by Eric Saul.
他讲到这位钉十字架的基督讲到四个点。
And this Lord who was nailed on the cross, that there are four points.
这位钉十字架的基督永远是我们救恩的起点。
This he is the beginning of our salvation.
这个钉十字架的基督永远是爱的最高点。
That Christ who was crucified is also the climax of our love.
这个钉十字架的基督永远是我们生命的转捩点。
He also is our life of turning, the turning point of our life.
最后一点。
And finally,
最后钉十字架的基督是我们敬拜的中心点。
It also is the center of our worship.
下面我们就讲到很快的 讲到更多前书十三章那一段的话语里头。
We quickly we can share about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
下面我讲。在我们讲义的里头我们可以看见第一个耶稣在被卖的那一夜。
In our bulletin it said that it's on the night that our Lord was betrayed.
那一个晚上。
On that night,
被卖那一夜，在两千年前是一个晚上。
In 2000 years ago, on that night,
在两千年后以后的今天，我们仍然是在那个晚餐的里头那个晚上。
Even after 2000 years, we are also on the same night where we have the breaking of the bread.
一个弟兄说，神的教会从来。都是吃晚餐，没有吃早餐。
And said that somebody said that in the church we always have dinner, but it's not we don't have breakfast.
直到主耶稣第二次再来。
Until the second coming of our Lord.
有一首诗歌就说到我们的生命到底有多长。
There's a hymn that said that how long is our life?
他说是一个晚上，只有一个晚上。
But only one night.
经过这个夜晚。就遇见荣耀的黎明，耶稣的再来。
After that night, we will see the Lord in the morning.
在圣经里头，在彼得后书第二章那边告诉我们，十九节告诉我们，我们的主乃是黎明的群星。
In the second Peter, the scripture tells that he's our morning star.
在最黑夜的时候，黑夜经以后，这黎明的群星就要出现。
After the darkness, this morning star will appear.
有个弟兄 现在已经在主那里去，众人的仆人，人家问他一个问题，我怎么准备预备主的再来？
And the brothers, somebody asked him, how do I prepare to, for the coming of the Lord again?
他说有一个建议，好好回去读圣经，读圣经，直到主耶稣怜悯的存心出现在你的心中。
And he gave this suggestion, just study the scriptures until the morning star appear on your scriptures.
就件事我们所知道的有一件事情就讲到。
And secondly, there's one thing that is talked about.
耶稣祝谢了。
After he gives thanks.
我们知道那个晚餐，最后晚餐那个晚上，耶稣面临的是十字架。
We know that on that night, our Lord is facing the cross.
他面临的是死亡。
He is facing the death.
为着你我的罪。
For your sin and my sin.
但是主，我们的主相信，我们这位神是一个慈爱的神。
But we believe that our Lord is a loving and kind God.
是一个永远慈爱的神。
And He is full of kindness.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
这位神愿意把他的最好的，把他儿子耶稣基督给到你我们。
He wants to give us the best, and He gave us His only Son.
我们的神永远是对的。
And our Lord is always right.
我们的神永远不会有错误的。
And our God never make a mistake.
在这个环境的底下，难处的里头，我们应该向我们的主，可以凡事相信，另外能够感谢神。
In the difficult time, we should be able to trust our Lord and also give Him thanks.
就刚刚我们唱的诗歌，可以在同一家前书五章十八节告诉我们，叫凡事谢恩。
And earlier we sang a song in First Thessalonians 5:18, it said, "In all things give thanks."
凡事谢恩，叫我们能够预备等候主的再来。
So that we can prepare ourselves to wait upon the return of our Lord.
有接下来我们就是交通到拨开饼。
And then we continue to share about the breaking of the bread.
我们的主为你我拨开。
And our Lord was broken up for your sake and my sake.
他怎么拨开？
How was he broken up?
他的灵魂和身体为你我拨开。
His soul and body was broken up for us.
我们可以从以赛亚书53章那里我们可以看得见。
From Isaiah 53, we can see
他被藐视，
that he was looked down on,
被人厌弃，
he was cast out,
常经忧患，
and then he had many sorrows.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，
and people had to hide their face from him.
另外在腓立比书第二章第八节告诉我们的主顺服到父神，最后死在十字架上。
And Philippians tells us our Lord was obedient to the point that on death on the cross.
我们的主为你我拨开。
Our Lord was broken up for us.
也许我们可以从六方面来简单的交通。
Maybe we can share in six different areas.
给我们平安跟医治。
He gave us the healing and peace.
给我们永远的生命。
He gave us eternal life.
在耶稣再来末日的时候，你我要复活。
And then at the end, you and I will resurrect.
我们要与主同在。
And to be with our Lord.
我们要活在主面前。
We'll live before Him.
那么最后，我们要向我们的主能够把救恩、生命分给别人。
And finally, we can also share the salvation and grace to other people.
第一个，我们讲到平安跟医治。
First, we talk about the peace and the healing.
因他受了鞭伤，我们得了平安。
Because he was bruised, that we can have the peace.
我们也得了医治。
And we can have the healing.
那么我们接下来讲到永远的生命。
And then we talk about the eternal life.
好不好？今天弟兄姊妹，你愿意的话，我们就一起来读，好不好？
Maybe you can read it together with me.
中文、英文，我们就一起来。吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。主要给我们永远的生命。
God will give us the eternal life.
接下来就讲到复活，这是什么恩典？有一天我们要复活，主再来的时候，在末日的时候，我们要复活。
And then it talks about that on the end we will rise again.
第三我们讲到, 我们要在主的里头，主在我们的里面。 约翰福音第六章五节告诉我们，吃我肉和我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And we will dwell in him, it's just in John that said, He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and in him.
下面讲到我们要因主而活着。
And then it said that we will live for the sake of the Lord.
就像我们的主因着父神而活着。
Just like our Lord lived because of his Father.
最后我们就讲到, 分给人。
And finally we talk about distribute to the other people.
我们的主为你我而剥开。
Our Lord was broken up because of you and I.
特别是在, 喂饱了5000人。 这件事情的上面, 神迹的上面,
in the miracle of feeding of the 5,000,
分给人,
to share with the people.
如果饼不剥开, 就没有办法分给人,
if the bread was not broken up, then it cannot be shared.
是剥开在先, 要分给在后,
as first it's broken up and then it can be distributed.
我们怎么样能够被神所使用?
How can we be used by God?
我们需要我们在神的面前需要经常被主所剥开。
We need to be broken up first by our Lord.
在我们更任何的难处环境的底下能够被主所剥开。
In time of difficulty, we need to be broken up by the Lord.
这到底是什么意思?
What does that mean?
当你我经历许多信心的熬炼的时候,
after we have experienced a lot of many trials and tribulations,
我们可以祷告我们的主,
we can pray to our Lord.
我们的主带领我们过去, 经过难处,
and He carry us through all these difficulties.
那么解决我们的问题,
to solve our problem.
这个时候我们就有东西可以跟别人分享。
Then we can share with other people.
我们所以丰富, 是因为我们有顺服的经历, 十字架的经验。
We have abundance because we are willing to be obedient to the cross.
我们贫穷乃是因为我们在神的面前不肯学功课, 经历十字架的经验。
We are poor before the Lord because we are not willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
如果我们愿意顺服主,
but if we are willing to be obedient to the Lord,
在生活中的大小事情, 每一件事情上来顺服主,
submit to the Lord in big or little things,
在这里头我们就能够得着主,
then we can receive the Lord.
我想有首诗歌我们非常熟悉的, 我们诗歌里头第386首, 对不对? 我们都非常熟悉的诗歌。
That's a hymn we know very well. That's hymn number 386.
节目在第一节里头就告诉我们,
in verse 1 it tells us,
我们若不压橄榄成渣, 它就不能变成油。
If an olive can, is not pressed, then it cannot become oil.
我们若不练拉倒成高, 我们, 它就不能变成芬芳的油。
If the spinner cannot be crushed, then the fragrance will not come out.
讲到葡萄也是一样, 如果不被压榨, 它就不能变成酒。
Similarly with the grapes, if it's not pressed, it cannot become wine.
这边就有一个祷告, 主啊, 我这个人是否也要受你许可的创伤。
And then there's a prayer that that I was crushed must be allowed by you.
这是一个能够分享的秘诀。
And this is the secret that people can share.
丰盛生命的秘诀。
The secret to the abundant life.
下面我们讲到我们的主，他说，他所做这件事情，剥饼这件事情，为你我剥开，是为着你。
And our Lord then said that his body was broken up and that we do remember him. It's for your sake and my sake.
是为着父神的旨意,
it's for the sake of the will of God.
也是为着你我,
and also for you and I.
十字架的意义就不是为着自己,
the meaning of the cross is not for our own sake.
是舍己,
it's to deny yourself.
是放弃我们的魂生命,
to give up our own life.
是为着神,
it's for God.
也是为着别人,
it's also for other people.
我想我们经常听可以看到有一些故事, 有一些 love story, 那爱的故事。
And sometimes we hear the story of love.
那个人讲到什么是爱?
And people say, what is love?
地上的爱就是我拥有一个人，我可以爱他，我就跟他结婚。
And some will say that if I possess a person, I can love him and I can marry him.
但是真正的爱不是拥有，真正的爱乃是给出去。
But the true love is not to possess it, but to give it.
虽然我不能拥有他，我不能跟他结婚，但我一样的爱他，保护他，来扶持他。
Even though I cannot possess him, I can still protect him, and then and can do that.
我们的主。 为你我拨开，那是为着你。
Our Lord was broken up because of you and I.
这下面我们要讲到我们的主，教导说我们要纪念他，或者说我们要思想他。And
continue to say our Lord, to remember him, to meditate on him.
当然，我们拨命主。 纪念主要是纪念主，我们擘饼的时候。
So as we have communion, we are to remember the Lord.
纪念主的死。
To remember his death.
也纪念主的复活。
To remember his resurrection.
我们的态度永远是像一首诗歌所说的，我是一个罪人蒙恩典。
Our attitude should be just like the hymn said, that I'm a sinner saved by grace.
好像保罗的态度，他说在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。
Just like Paul's attitude that I'm the worst of these sinners.
这个是我们擘饼纪念主的一个态度。
And that's the attitude we should have.
永远的态度。
The attitude forever.
只有我们的主配。
Only our Lord is worthy.
因为他的恩典跟怜悯，我们可以纪念他。
Because of his mercy that we can remember him.
我们擘饼纪念主，我们思想到主怎么接纳你我。
We can remember the Lord that how the Lord had received you and I.
我们怎么样能彼此接纳?
That we should receive one another.
As is.
就是这样子。
照我本相。
Just as I am.
主怎么样赦免我们，我们应该怎么样彼此赦免，跟彼此相爱。
We should forgive just like the Lord had forgiven us.
另外我们也思想到这个 remember 这个翻译是做思想 thinking 这个有几段的圣经我们就来看一下
And this word remember is an interpreter that meditate on him We can look at a few verses here
我们呼吸的时候有时候会有软弱跟灰心
Yes, sometimes we will be discouraged in our serving
秘诀在哪里?
What is the secret?
要思想耶稣
To remember the Lord
思想耶稣的中心
That he is our center
我们要思想主怎么样受罪人的顶撞
That how he was people were against him
我们只要思想我们主所说的就像思想主的话他怎么样照顾灰鸟和百合花
To meditate on his words how he had taken care of the flowers and the birds
我们要思想到主跟施洗约翰的门徒说不因我跌倒就有福了
And we need to meditate, and he said that blessed is those who will not fall because of me.
在希伯来书第三章第一节就告诉我们，思想为我们承认为使者、为大祭司的耶稣，他为我们设立了他的敬忠。
We need to meditate on Hebrew 3:1. It says, "Fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and the high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him."
我们的主生在马槽里头。
Our Lord was born in a manger.
他是做一个木匠来帮助他的家庭
He worked as a carpenter to help out at home
他一生的里头经历许多的难处痛苦患难
In his life he had seen a lot of troubles and hardship
希伯来书的作者告诉我们要思想我们的主的是怎么样的中心
And Hebrews, the author of Hebrews tells that we need to meditate and have him as our center
因为在希伯来书第十二章那边，我们非常熟悉的。
In Hebrews 12, something we know quite well.
我们要仰望信心创始成终的耶稣。
We have to fix our eyes on the Jesus and the author and the perfecter of faith.
在希伯来书就特别是说到一件事情，在中文里头可能没有很翻的那不清楚。
And also Hebrew, we see that the Chinese may not have the meaning there.
因为你都告诉我们要思想他。
And it said that to consider him.
在中文里头好像没有那么清楚。
Chinese did not really say that.
我们要思想, 我们的主, 怎么样被罪人所顶撞,
that we are to meditate on how our Lord was opposed by the sinful man.
你们要思想,
you are to meditate so that you won't grow weary and lose heart.
我们一起来读,
let's read it together.
我们可以念英文, 那你会念, who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. 下面我想，在环境生活难处的时候，财务方面的难处的时候， 我们要思想我们的主，他是怎么样照顾天上的飞鸟。
And then when we have difficulty financially, that we also need to meditate how he takes care of us.
我们要思想主怎么样照顾百合花。
And consider that how our Lord had taken care of the lilies.
所罗门居荣华的时候，他所戴的还不如这一朵花。
That when Solomon in all his splendor, what he dressed like is not as well as this flower, lilies.
不要因我跌倒了有福了。Blessed
is he who is not to be offended because of me.
是主对施洗约翰的门徒所说的。
This is what our Lord has said to John the Baptist.
那个，我想这个参加西雅安聚会的弟兄姊妹，也许还记得，他们有一个问题回答。
And I think those who went to the West Coast Conference, you should remember they have a question and answer session.
这个问题是什么问题呢？
So what is that question?
服事主到一个最后只剩下责任，但是没有喜乐。
If you serve to the point that's only become a responsibility, but there's no joy.
也许我们可以从两方面来看。
We can look at it from two perspectives.
也许尝试着来回答这个问题。
And to try to answer this question.
主爱我们，在服事的里头。 主要的目的叫我们能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
The Lord loves us, and in our service that He wants to mold us to be like His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
主许可一些的孤单，一些的压力、批评、拒绝临到你我身上。
God allows sometimes we're going to be alone and we're going to be discouraged. Those things will happen to us.
为了叫我们能磨成主耶稣基督的样式。
So that we can be molded like our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个回答,
the second answer.
为什么我们服事主到一个地步只剩下责任没有喜乐?
Why do we serve to the point that only become responsibility and not joy?
我们要看我们主的榜样。
We have to look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们讲到两个关系。
We talk about two relationships.
他跟神那个直接的关系。
The direct relationship he had with God.
另外是讲到他跟人之间的关系。
And then we talk about his relationship with man.
我们的主永远跟神直接发生关系。
And our Lord always have a direct relationship with our God.
跟人的关系是一个间接的关系。
That personal relationship is direct and not indirect.
我们的主在喂饱5000人的神迹这件事情上面。
In the feeding of the 5,000 in that miracle.
在这之前他有祷告。
That he prayed before.
在那之后他仍然是祷告。
Afterward, he still pray.
这一般来讲，因为我想，反正那个这个服事已经结束了，为什么还需要祷告？
Sometimes we think, okay, the ministry is finished. Why do we still need to pray?
但我们的主，神是他的意象。
But God is our Lord's vision.
神是他的主要目的。
God is His purpose.
主为什么要去祷告？
Why did our Lord need to go to pray?
当时人要强逼迫他做王。
At that time, people want to force him to become the king.
他知道他不能这样做王。
He knows that he cannot do this.
他要做王，他要经过十字架才能做王。
To become king, he must first go through the cross.
耶稣在约翰福音第二章里头。
In John chapter 2,
耶稣行的神迹把水变成酒。
Our Lord had performed a miracle turning the water into wine.
那有许多人因看这个神迹就信了他的名。
There are many who believe after they've seen the miracles.
但是我们的主好像很奇怪。
But our Lord is, does something strange.
他说我不，他不像自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
He didn't turn himself over to them because he knows the heart of all men.
我们的主是永远是以神为他的意象，为他的盼望。
God always have God to be His vision.
有一个信息是讲到我们的主为什么永远不失望。
There's a message about how come our Lord was never discouraged.
秘诀到底在哪里？
Where is that secret?
因为他的盼望永远摆在父神的上面。
Because his hope is always on God the Father.
他的盼望永远不摆在人的上面。
He never put his hope on people.
你知道，简单来讲，我们为什么会失望？
Simply speaking, do you know why we become discouraged?
因为我们有盼望。
Because we have expectation.
我们有我们自己的计划。
We have our own plan.
所以我们会失望。
That's why we will be discouraged.
反不因主跌倒了有福了。
Blessed is those who do not fall because of him.
下面我们讲到新约。
Then we look at the New Testament.
新约第一个讲到，我们要说到是讲到血，宝血。
We look at the New Covenant to talk about the blood.
当然我们要讲到约。
There is a covenant here.
我们讲到约有新约、旧约、有前约跟旧约。
There's the old covenant, there's a new covenant, there's a one before, one after.
在新约里头有瑕疵。
In the new, there might be blemish.
Imperfection.
Imperfection.
在新约是一个更美的约。
But the new covenant is more beautiful.
然后我们要讲到新约到底什么是一些新约的内容。
So we talk about this new covenant. What is the content of that?
我们讲到血
that we concern the blood.
若不流血，罪不得赦免。
If there's no shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
我们要讲到三种的洗。
We will talk about the three cleansing.
我不晓得如果 我手脏的话，我怎么办
？If my hands are dirty, what do I do?
我们用什么来洗
？What do we use to wash it?
用水，对不对
？We use the water.
第二样
，The second，
如果你我衣服脏的时候，我们用什么来洗
？If our clothes are dirty, what do we use to clean it？
也许我们就需要用水，需要用肥皂水，对不对
？Maybe we use the water and then the soap。
但是第三种的洗
，The third cleansing，
有关你我的罪
，About your sins and my sin。
我们怎么能够把它洗干净
？How do we cleanse that？
神的定规
That's the rule of God。
借着血。
Through the water,
借着基督的宝血
，through the blood of Christ,
若不流血，罪不得赦免。
There's no shedding of blood, the sin will. There's no remission of sin.
下面我们讲到应许。
Then we talk about the promise.
这个约，我们就讲到神向人的应许。
This covenant is a promise of God.
神这个约，实际上神没有必要跟我们立约。
There's a, God does not really need to make a covenant with us.
神跟我们立约是他本身受限制，自己的限制。
If he have a covenant with us, then he will be limited.
神的约乃是神恩典的最高的表现。
This is really the climax of his grace when he make a covenant with us.
下面讲到前约有瑕疵。
We talk about the previous covenant, there's imperfection.
第一个因为律法不是本着信心
，because that law is not through faith。
第二个，律法只是叫人知罪
，the law will only convict us of sin。
在新约里头告诉我，律法是一无所成
，and the New Testament tells us that it does not accomplish anything。
在加拉书第三章十二节那边又告诉我一件事情
，in Galatians 3:12 it tells us，
律法不是本乎信。
The law is not based on faith.
如果你的行律法，你就可以活着。
If you can work as the law, and then you can live.
加拉太弟兄姊妹，保罗传福音给他们，他们信了耶稣。
And there's a Galatian that when Paul preached to them, they believed.
保罗说， 里面是靠着圣灵入门，难道要靠着律法成全吗？
He said, you enter by the Holy Spirit, are you going to fulfill it with your work?
开始在圣灵的里头，要继续在圣灵的里面。
If you started out with the Holy Spirit, you need to continue with the Holy Spirit.
得着神丰富的救恩。
To receive that abundant grace of God.
一半信心，一半律法，那不 work。
Half faith and half law, that would not work.
一半一半的信心只是会更糟糕。
If you only have half of the faith, and that would only be worse.
当我们看这个字，这个新旧的时候，在我们的主就讲到一句话。
When we look at the new and the old, our Lord said.
我想现在没有人在补衣服了。我想没有，也许有补皮鞋的，没有人在补衣服，对不对
？Nowadays, it's seldom that we will try to repair the clothes or the shoes.
我们的主耶稣说，旧衣服新布，不要把新布补在旧衣服上。
And our Lord said, do not take the new cloth and put it on the old clothes.
你补上去的结果是破裂的更大。
If you try to put it together, then it will break even worse.
我们讲到律法是叫人知罪。
We said that the law is help us to convict us with sin.
这是律法的功能。
And that's the effect of the law.
下面我们很快就知道，律法是一无所成。
And we see that the law had made nothing perfect.
在希伯来就告诉我们，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法在神面前称义。
And as Hebrew tells us that all those who are in the flesh cannot be perfect because of the law.
律法本是叫人知罪。
Because the law is to convict us of sin.
最后就讲到律法是一无所成。
And finally, it said that the law.Accomplish nothing.
我们可以说到人的尽头就成了神的起头。
Sometimes we said the end of man is the beginning of God.
就讲到在旧约里头有他的瑕疵。
And we said that the imperfection in the old covenant.
在新约里头不一样。
But there is different in the new covenant.
新约讲到更美的约。
It's talking about a better covenant.
为什么？他讲到，因为是凭着更美的应许所设立的。
Because it's by a better promise.
我们主在四福音里头就讲到一件事情。
In the four gospel, our Lord has said one thing.
在旧约里头告诉我们，你行律法就活着，你不行律法就死路一条。
And in the Old Testament.Covenant said that if we go according to the law, it only end up in death.
在新约里头，不只是给我们讲到律法，他还是给我们生命，给我们实行律法的恩典跟能力。
In the new covenant, not only talking about the life, but also how to practically apply it.
比如说，你不要想说我来了是要会到律法。
And Jesus said, I don't come to abolish the law.
但是我来乃是要成就律法。
But I come to fulfill the law.
因为律法的一点一画都要成就。
Because every single stroke will be fulfilled.
不是靠着守律法。
Not that you can follow the law.
乃是主在我们的里头，他给我们律法，也借着这位生命主在我们的里面来实行他的律法。
That by the law, through the living God, that we can apply the law.
那很快我们下面就讲到新约的内容。
And quickly we can talk about the content of the new covenant.
在新约的内容里头，就是主要也是这边所说的，那些是以后我要以色列家所立的约呢，是这样的。
That the covenant that will be made with the Israel will be like this.
他说我要将我的律法放在他们里面。
That we are to put his law in their hearts.
我要做他们的神。
I will become their God.
这个差别到底在哪里？
So what's the difference there?
这件事情就给我们一件事情，到一件事情。
He tells us one thing.
我们的神要进到你我的里面。
That our Lord will want to come into you and I.
那么下面就讲到说 他说你们个人不要不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄。
He said you will not need to teach your neighbor or your brothers.
所以从最小到最大都要认识我。
From the very young, from the very to the very old, you will know me.
其实说到什么事
？And what is it referring to?
我们是一个认识神的人。
We are those who know God.
我想在西安聚会里头，他们有用有一个交通分享。
I think in the West Coast Conference they have some sharing there.
跟其他聚会一样，他们有问题的回答。
And just like other meeting, they will answer some question there.
但是这个回答问题的弟兄，他在回答问题以前，他讲了一句话。
But before this brother who answered the question, he said one thing.
如果我们问题的回答，光是一些字句的回答、律法的回答，不见得得到帮助。
If our answer is only like according to the law, it's only on the words, then it may not be beneficial.
乃是当你就回答问题的时候，你能够意见足。那么这个问题的回答才有用。
But in the answering that we can encounter the law, then it will be useful.
可是为什么又需要问题的回答
？Then why do we need to answer those questions?
最终问回答叫我们来到神的面前。
So that we can come before the Lord.
谦卑在神的面前。
To humble before the Lord.
遇见这位神。
To encounter this God.
我们就得到问题的回答。
Then we will have the answer to our question.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们知道我们是新约的子民，我们是从心里头认识神的。
When we know that we are the children of the new covenant, that we know our God from the heart.
在马太福音第七章二十节、二十二节，当人来到主面前的时候，他们就讲说：“我们不是奉你的名传道、赶鬼、行许多异能吗
？”In Matthew 7:21-22, it said, "Isn't that the one that we cast out demons?" In your name?
但主耶稣说我从来不认识你。
But our Lord said, I never knew you.
因为人可能不是从里面到外面。
Because it may be it's not coming from the inside.
那动机可能不是为了主。
It's not for the Lord's sake.
虽然做得很辛苦，但主耶稣说这个不算。
You may have labor, but then the Lord may say that this doesn't count.
相对你如果是一个认识主的人。
In the other side, if one who knows the laws,
是从里面服侍到外面的人
，that he's serving from the inside to the outside.
从里面认识神，然后才来服侍神。
From the inside, he knows the Lord, and then he comes to serve.
最后一样讲到神赦免你我的罪。
And finally, talk about that our Lord has forgiven us our sin. God wants to forgive the sin that you and I have.
还有一项，基督成形在你我的里头。
And also how Christ is formed in you and I.
我们都知道我们的生命是有许多的难处，许多的挑战。
We know we have many difficulties in our lives.
我们的生命，神的目的，拯救你我的目的，一方面是传福音，另一方面要叫你我更多的像主。
And our Lord wants to save us not only for the gospel's sake, but also to become more like Him.
如果你我不像主，我们会像谁
？If we are not like our Lord, who will we be like?
可能像我们自己。
Be like ourselves?
但有一个可能，如果我们不像主，可能我们就像魔鬼。
And there's another possibility. If we are not like Christ, we may be like Satan.
我们今天讲到主的晚餐。
Today we talk about the Lord's Supper.
主的晚餐里头有一个图画。
There's a picture in this Lord's Supper.
那就是作者大概是达芬奇作者哈。
It's
那个 painter.
Not Da Vinci. Yeah, it's painted.
你对，有一个图画，你今天你可以到 internet 去，你可以到 internet 去找得到。
You can probably find that from the internet, the information on that.
这幅图画的特点在哪里
？So where is this picture?
耶稣还有十二个门徒。
Jesus and his 12 disciples.
他第一个画的对象当然是耶稣。
And of course the main subject is Jesus.
这个他找一个比较像耶稣、比较温柔、比较慈爱的还是什么？
So you find one that's more like Jesus, and more gentle, more kind.
然后接下来约翰彼得,
and then they drew Peter, John, and so on.
最后画谁, 你知道吗?
Final, who did he?
你可以猜得到? Well,
you should be able to guess.
犹大,
Judas.
犹大到哪里去找?
How do you find Judas?
他的模特在哪里?
What is his model like?
在监狱的里头找到一个人。
So from the prison, he find this man.
他画完以后, 这个人跟他讲说, 我就是你以前所画的耶稣。
After he finished, he said, I am the Jesus you drew before.
除非你, 你我天天愿意拨饼纪念主。
If you are willing, unless we have daily communion with the Lord,
思想我们的主,
to meditate on our Lord,
天天与他同时,
to die with him daily,
天天与他一同复活,
to rise again with him daily,
我们就可以像我们的主,
then we can be like our Lord. We can wait upon his return.
最后讲到, 表明主的时, 直到他来,
to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes back.
在罗马书第六章第五节告诉我们,
in Romans chapter 6 verse 5 tells us,
我们都在他的死的形状上与他联合, 就要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we are connected in, with him in his death, then we can connect with him in his resurrection.
我们思想这位主,
if we meditate on this Lord,
我们更多的像他,
we'll be like him more.
也许我们知道下面所要讲的见证, 就是 Brother Lawrence, Lawrence 弟兄。
We remember this Brother Lawrence.
他是一个 十七世纪的一个弟兄。
He's a brother in the 17th century.
他是一个做厨房做厨子的。
He's a cook. He's a chef in the kitchen.
他的脚不太好, 走路一摆一摆。
And he had a limp in his leg, so he would.
我们知道这边当中做厨房，做厨房的里头, 厨房做事的人是最容易脾气暴躁，最容易发脾气的。
We know that it's hard to be in the kitchen. Usually, it's hard to hold a temper in the kitchen.
感谢主，他经历主的死，直到复活，他做了一个见证。
But thank the Lord, he experienced the death and the resurrection of the Lord. He gave this testimony.
然后在厨房里头做事，又暗又热又烈的场合里头。
He said he walked in the kitchen. It's dark and hot, and it's very hard to bear.
刚才思想主，他说。 他在厨房也就好像在波饼纪念主一样的安静，也一样的有平安。
He said, "Meditate on the Lord." Then he become like he's having communion with the Lord, even in the kitchen.
主必再来。
The Lord will come back.
我们怎么样预备我们的再来？
How can we prepare for His coming?
刚开始的时候，我们讲到主给我们两个秘密。
And earlier we talked about the Lord gave us two commands.
我们要传主的福音。
We are to share His gospel.
我们有弟兄们为我们预备福音的担当。我们的九月第一个主日，我们有礼拜六，我们有传福音的机会。
And then we have prepared some of these brochure that we have a special evangelical meeting in September.
我们今天下午仍然有福音的祷告代祷聚会。
And this afternoon we continue to have a prayer together for these seekers.
这是传福音的一方面。
That's on the one side.
第一方面。 叫我们经常的思想主，与主联合，叫我们更多的像主。
The second side is that we can meditate on our Lord so that we can become more like Him daily.
叫我们经常思想纪念我们的主，直到他再来。
That we can continue to meditate on our Lord until He comes back.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，谢谢你的死，谢谢从此以后。
Lord, we thank you for your death and also your resurrection.
谢谢你为我们要再来。
Thank you that you will come back for us.
谢谢你给我们有今天。
Thank you for today.
能够悔改，能够回转，能够更多的爱你。
That we can repent and turn around to love you more.
直到你的再来。
Until you come back again.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.